Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In 1951, more than half a century ago, Rachel Carson published The Sea Around Us, a classic compendium of the ocean's history, its workings, and its central role in the health of our world and those who live in it. The book is short, concise, informative, and eloquent. It is not a polemic, although its reputation as a classic of environmental literature might suggest that purpose. The text clearly struck a chord, won the National Book Award, has progressed through multiple reprintings, and remains a seminal work, indeed the impetus for subsequent awareness, expanded ocean research, and greater public interest and engagement in the surrounding ocean. Carson worked at Johns Hopkins University and the Marine Biological Institute at Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and went on to serve as marine biologist at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and to write additional books to include Under the Sea Wind, The Edge of the Sea, and of course, Silent Spring, that was a polemic and sounded the alarm over the harmful effect of chemical pesticides in agriculture. Carson, and subsequently Jacques Cousteau, brought the ocean into our classrooms and living rooms. Cousteau's popular, long-running television series took us into the ocean, under the sea, to explore the underwater topography, the brilliance of coral reefs and biodiversity, and the physical workings of marine systems, tides, winds, and currents, vast cycles of underwater movement and exchange, earthquake and tectonic shifts, and the life cycles of creatures heretofore beyond our imagination. Carson and Cousteau introduced us to the rewards and dangers of ocean observation and exploration, and their influence shaped more than one generation to become environmental scientists, marine biologists, oceanographers, and conservationists. This legacy has driven decades of new investigation. New research institutions and programs have been founded in the United States and around the world. Governments have created and funded agencies and projects that have extended our observations by expedition, satellite, and arrays of drifting, fixed, and submerged monitors, a powerful network for the assemblage of data, experiment, and reports that have established an informed baseline of ocean conditions against which future study can be compared. Carson and Cousteau inspired an exponential increase in ocean observation and set in motion the first efforts to transform that information into conservation action. The period that followed added the ocean to the scrutiny and mission of land-focused conservation groups, the World Wildlife Fund, the Nature Conservancy, and the Natural Resources Defense Council in the United States, as well as motivated the creation of new organizations, Conservation International, Oceana, the Ocean Conservancy, that both extended their advocacy and programs worldwide and applied their resources more directly to ocean issues. Their work, and that by numerous other global organizations and government initiatives, has raised ocean knowledge, consciousness, and planning to its highest level ever. But is it enough? Recently, I listened to a radio interview with a well-known and very well-informed ocean advocate and philanthropist who was describing the world ocean crisis in its many forms. He painted a dour picture indeed. It was a call-in show, and so I dialed in with the question, now that we know the problem, what do you suggest we do about it? He indicated that that was the essential question, and then proceeded to give a very disappointing answer. Don't use plastic bags, don't eat fish, don't drive your car, hope for the best. With all due respect, that's just not good enough. If the second phase of the Carson-Cousteau legacy was observation and information that has defined the questions, then the third phase must be the invention and application of answers. We are all seeking. I hear it again and again, at ocean conferences, in speeches and books by ocean experts, presentation of the overwhelming problem followed by silence, not solutions. It is as if we are sailing along the edge of an abyss. We have the skill, perhaps, to keep going, to extend our way for a time until we fall off into darkness. Or we can apply that skill to wear ship and change our course, away in a new direction. It is dangerous, uncertain, different. But do we really have a choice? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.